Okay, hello everyone. Today I will talk you about migrating your old projects to, of course, Python. No, just kidding. How many of you are using Python for work? Okay, we are in the wrong room. We need to go downstairs. So I will talk you about migration of your Vue.js project from version 2 to version 3. And this is not working. Great. Okay, I am Danny. I work as full stack developer with JavaScript and Python, not Go. Go, it's a fake news. And work as front-end developer also, using, of course, Vue.js. And let's start with a quick walk through the Vue.js versions. They released the version 2.6 in 2029, a lot of time ago. Then in 2020, they released version 3, 3.1, 3.2, one year later. And then last year, in February, the version 3 became the new default. So when you install and when you run npm install Vue.js, you install the version 3 now. And then in July 2022, they released version 2.7 in maintenance mode. So they won't release, they should release new version of Vue 2, and it will reach the end of life in the end of this year, so 2023, it will be the end of Vue.js 2. Then let's do a quick recap of Options API. Options API are working with Vue.js 2 as well as Vue.js 3, and you simply can define a data function. Inside that you can return an object, and that object will be exposed in the template, as well as methods. So you can define functions, and that functions will be exposed to the template as well. Then, again, 2020, they officially announced Vue.js 3 with Composition API, script setup, experimental at that moment, but now it's official. And I know all of you are sad about this, no Internet Explorer support, but now it's dead, so who cares? Then, at that time, I was like, oh, wow, nice. Let's drop Vue.js 2 and move everything to Vue.js 3. Well, it wasn't so simple, so I started to check about the new script setup in Composition API. So you can define a setup function, and if you return whole constants and function you define in there, they will be automatically exposed to the template. So, well, not so clear, but nice, nicer than before. So you can compress constant and function of a single piece of logic in the component and then return them. So if you want to use this in Vue.js 2.6, you need to install Vue Composition API and use it like this in this example, importing from Composition API, all ref computed and all functions. And you can use a kind of setup script like in Vue.js 3. But, spoiler alert, your test will break. Because, well, easy fix, you need to use Vue Composition API also in test files in Vue.js or in the local Vue instance you are using in tests. So, well, easy fix for now. Then the best part about this is the Composition API plus script setup. So you can define a script setup in your single file component, and defining constants and functions, they will be automatically exposed to the template. So, well, easy, clearer than the setup script, in my opinion. And everything is clear and neat. So, another big news, 2022, they released Vue 2.7 with support for Composition API and, again, partial, but nice, script setup. So, again, I was like, whoa, great, let's try Vue.js 2.7 before everything else. And, yeah, it was really nice. Now it's working with basically all components, and you can look at the documentation for this, so you can upgrade your Vue.js dependency to 2.7, and it should be it. It should work.